Welcome back to News and Views, the story you do not want to begin your football season with. I get that. Police arrested four Minot State University football players on misdemeanor drug charges. And here's the real kicker. Charged a fifth with attempted murder, saying that a linebacker who recently transferred to the school brawled with officers, knocking one out and leaving another with minor injuries. Now, you heard me earlier right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO, Super Talk 1270 KLXX, and KNDK Info 1080 say that I have gotten to know and respect the work of Rick Hedberg. I always knew of his family. I refereed his for his brother back in his college coaching days at St. Cloud State. And, of course, the Hedbergs cut a wide swath through the history of North Dakota athletics. But the program that he runs up at Minot State University has always been one of class. And I think that what you're going to find out is the way this was dealt with is going to make you happy that you got a Rick Hedberg at the helm there as well. With that kind of nice introduction, I'm going to put a man on who's not having an absolutely great Tuesday, and that's Rick Hedberg. Rick, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. I wish we were talking about something else.
Yeah, I do too. I wish we were talking about getting off to that next year in the Sun Conference and how well you competed the first year and everything else. But it looks like a transfer came in, and this is pretty serious stuff, attempted murder, Rick.
Yeah, it was very shocking for us, and young man made a very, very poor decision, and is obviously going to pay for that for a long, long time.
Rick, I'm not doing my job if I don't ask you this one. Is your football staff screening these guys the way they should be screening them?
Yeah, and that's obviously a question that's come up, and I can tell you they do. This young man, and not to defend him or anything, was a 3.0 student, was on schedule to graduate here in two semesters, and hadn't had any issues before. But that's what makes it so surprising and shocking for us. But like I said, you just takes one mistake to really change your life, and you learn it the hard way sometimes.
I suppose it's going to be tough for you to comment on, but attempted murder, and I raised this question yesterday with Jim Olson, longtime broadcaster from up there and news director at KX. And I said, Jim, attempted murder. I mean, that's pretty heavy stuff. And Jim said, hey, I'm going to defend the police officers and the state's attorney here. They know what's going on. I mean, your thoughts on that, Rick?
Well, we don't really have much information on that, I guess, that there wasn't any weapon involved. I guess really can't comment on that because I really don't know much more than that.
Okay, the other thing, four other athletes smoking pot. You and I both know college kids make poor choices and do things. What happens with these four kids or young men? Are they suspended for a while? What decision have you made with them?
Well, we've removed the one athlete that was involved in the altercation, and the other four have been suspended indefinitely here till we find out exactly what happened. They'll have a court hearing shortly here and can sort out some things. So we really haven't made any long-term decisions there, but they are they haven't been with the team since the incident here. So we need to find out some more information, but they are definitely suspended at this point.
Have you and your football staff had an opportunity to visit with those four?
Not all four of them, no.
The one that was charged with attempted murder, you removed from the roster instantly as he kicked off the team.
Yes.
So he's gone. There's no chance of him coming back if he goes through the court system and proves himself innocent. He's still gone.
No, he's, unfortunate, definitely crossed the line.
Well, he hit a cop.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, he hit a cop. I mean, somebody could make the argument calling in the minute you get done here and say, well, in a way, they're prejudging him because he can prove himself innocent of these charges. He isn't going to prove himself. The severity of the charge is the only debate we're going to have here. I mean, what we do know is he hit a cop. So Rick, where does this leave a football program that's building itself to the next level? Obviously, this, you were counting on some of these guys.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Obviously, you know, Coach Rudolph mentioned this weekend, we've had a great fall, and trying to get the rest of them just to focus on, hey, playing football here and getting to class and doing well there and, you know, being a student athlete. You know, we've got 95 other guys in that team that have continued to work hard and focused, and we go to Concordia St. Paul this Saturday and looking forward to that. And as you mentioned, the second year in the Northern Sun, but, you know, we got a lot of great things happening in within not only our football program but the other programs. And as you know, the Northern Sun is a great conference, and we're very fortunate to be there and want to continue to do well there and grow. You know, we're in our second year in Division II, and this isn't not a representation of our program or our department. It's something that we're taking very seriously, and we're going to handle it and you know, learn from it and grow from it. So that's kind of where we're at.
You won some conference championships in the Sun last year, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, we did very well overall. You know, we our soccer team and softball team qualified for the national playoffs. Our soccer team won the conference tournament, and you know, we continue to grow, and it is a great conference, as you know, Joel.
It is. It's a great conference with schools with long athletic traditions, and you know, you belong in it. Most of all, you belong in it. And I think where you've got a niche there as well, Rick, is you're not competing with somebody just right down the road on some of it either. I think you can draw some athletes in from Montana and some other places that can compete for you pretty well in that conference level.
Yep.
I do want to throw this to you. You know, the strength of any program, the one you're running there, is the support you get from the public. It would seem to me with the quick way that you dealt with this, not letting it sit there and flounder, just, hey, you're gone, the rest of you are suspended until we sort this out, but you know what, this isn't acceptable at Minot State. By dealing with it that way, it would seem to me that alumni that is going to have to support you financially through the years, it would seem to me that they're going to respect you more for that.
Well, we hope so, but, you know, more importantly, you know, we try to, you know, as you mentioned, bring quality people in, and you know, we're going to continue to do a thorough check on these folks and get the right kids in here that fit well for us, and we fit well for them. So,
well, I want to compliment you. I like the way that you dealt with it. Quick, you know, right away people knew where they stood, and you dealt with it. So, Rick, thank you. If you get a chance to visit with those two officers, wish them well for us.
You know,
everybody listening on News and Views, would you?
Our apologies go out to that. As I mentioned, this isn't something that we're obviously proud of, you know, we're going to try to prevent anything of this nature again down the road.
Rick Hedberg, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
He wasn't ducking. He wasn't diving. He came on, and he just said it, you know, and he dealt with it right away, which is, you know, something I like. You know, I like the – he hit a police officer. I mean, he hit a police officer. You're gone. You're off the team. And now, ask yourself this. The state's attorney up there in Ward County charged him with attempted murder. Okay? So the police officers make chase on this young man. I'm not trying to defend the young man. He should get thrown in jail. He should get – but attempted murder. Something happened here. Something happened after the confrontation. In other words, they get into an altercation, which can easily happen. The officers know that. They're trained for it. This guy's bigger. He's stronger. And you know what? You know, he takes it even to another level. I mean, to knock somebody unconscious like that. I mean, he took it to a different level. That state's attorney isn't going to make the claim of attempted murder without by looking foolish and having the judge throw it out the first day in court. Or if he did, then he's not a very good state's attorney. So something happened here. You know, and I'm curious what some of you think. You know, the other thing is, had these guys got picked up, the other four now, let's talk about the other four. Had these other four got picked up for an open container of beer, they'd probably get suspended for a game, or they'd get this or that or another thing, right? And we'd all say, let them play football. The fact that they got picked up with pot, they got picked up, you know, smoking a joint, does that mean that they're ineligible in your mind to play football anymore? I'm curious. I'm curious what the separation is there between pot and alcohol, because it goes into a debate that we're having across the nation, which some states are making marijuana legal. And so I'm really curious how you're going to react, the public, to that.